Speaking of that, are you open about your relationship online?
No, I
Not
that's
a.
the only part that I don't talk about. Yeah.
Not one bit.
No, not one bit. We'll clip that part out.
Okay.
This is the only that's I that's the only sanctity in my life, bro. Yeah.
Okay, I respect that.
Yeah. Too much online to bring in family, you know.
You have an opinion on it? Just like
Yeah, I think government marriage is a fraud. So getting married under the government, you're not getting married under God. You've just gotten married under paper. It's a psyop. I think getting married under God and faithfulness to one woman is my preference of life, and I think it's the best life. Why? For multiple reasons. Every time you sleep with a woman, you taint her and she taints you, whether you like it or not. And I just refuse to be tainted by people or marked by people that I do not know. So I've only decided to know one person, and with that, I'm content.
So you disagree with the tape perspective of multiple wives and all of that,
I
and the
mean,
red
is it?
pill?
It's I wouldn't say it's a tape perspective. I would say it's quite a global perspective of doing whatever you want. Now, I've just adopted the lifestyle and the belief system that one woman for me is enough, and I'm satisfied with that, and that works.
I respect that. Do you plan on having kids with that woman?
Not right now.
Ever?
Not right now because I think part of my, I know this might sound a little bit cliche, but I think there's plenty of kids out there that need parents, bro, already. I think I kind of have a passion towards adopting kids. There's too many kids out there that need parents. Yeah.
What are you naming your first kid?
Hmm?
What are you naming your first kid?
That's interesting you say that. His name will be Spartacus.
Spartacus, why is
Yes.
that?
Because Spartacus led a revolution to free the slaves.
Yeah. And I guess my next question is it possible to get so far out of the matrix to the point where you like loop back around and get back into the matrix?
Of course, brother.
And
The
how is
question,
that?
but the thing is, we're all in the matrix. You're never getting out of it, bro. You have a credit card, you're in the matrix.
I just got one.
You're watching my on TikTok, you're in the matrix.
Are you out?
No, bro. I'm trying to figure out how to play the game.
Right. I did
I
see you
don't.
drinking tap water earlier, so that makes sense. Still in the matrix.
You should sell some of these bottled by 12. White label. White. Hey, you want
I
to drop
might.
ship water bottles,
I
bro?
might. The tap water.
Tap water brand. It actually is a good idea. But yeah, I don't plan on having kids. That's not my perspective. You plan to have kids?
Yeah, I want to have a few, like one or three, but
Boy,
one, two, three.
boys, girls, you
I'm
don't
gonna
care.
shoot for boys, but
You're gonna shoot for boys? Is that no pun intended, or is that pun intended? Funny.
Are you still drop shipping?
Nah, bro.
Why
No.
not?
I make too much money in other places. I have my private equity firm. I have my trading firm, and I have my ventures inside Capital Club.
You
So,
want to drop your most profitable product?
like my most profitable product that I ever sold. My most profitable product was these sanitizing tablets that you would utilize for like cleaning clothes. So you would put them in the dishwasher, you would put them in the washing machine or in the plate washer, and they would just clean your plates. I sold household products. Boring.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Why wouldn't I sell sanitation
Oh,
household products during?
that's what I was gonna say. Was this during the virus?
Yeah. So I was like, I can't sell hand sanitizers and I can't sell masks, but people still need cleaning supplies and other cleaning in their house. So they're stuck in their house. They
So
need
why
cleaning
not price
stuff.
gouge them?
Well, I didn't price gouge them. I just sold something that was completely within the terms and conditions of Facebook, which is pretty good. It worked.
Was
And
that
that.
an AliExpress product?
Of course, brother.
But how do you, what's, yeah, what are the
Everything's
logistics?
everything. When you say AliExpress product, what do you mean? Let's break down the myth of AliExpress. Do you know that AliExpress are actually drop shippers? It's people that are drop shipping manufacturers.
Yeah.
So when you say AliExpress, only a noob drop shipper pulls anything from AliExpress because people from China are listing and drop shipping those same products and then going to the manufacturers. I have my own manufacturing, I have my own 3PLs, I have my own private party logistics. So in the essence of, can you find my products on AliExpress? Sure, because manufacturers can literally post them there, like you would post them on Amazon, but they weren't AliExpress products. They were
Okay.
sourced and manufactured by my own team.
What are the logistics behind like a $1 million month drop shipping?
It's not that hard. I would say that, one, inventory, and two, you need liquidity to scale.
But if you're drop shipping, how do you manage that inventory?
You need to be able to pay for it up front.
Okay.
You, bro, drop shipping, this idea of, oh, you pay for money, like pay for your products after you receive the money. Mm-hmm. This only works at low scale. You know this. You start doing 20, 30K days. You have to start buying inventory up front. You have to start buying a week of inventory. You have to start figuring out P&Ls. You have to start seeing if they have inventory. You start scaling even higher. You have to call the manufacturer, see if they can produce in time. So it goes from drop shipping, quickly becomes e-commerce.
Yeah, so that's not drop shipping into that.
It's that, well, you transition from it, right? So that's how I go. We grab a product. All the top e-commerce guys test drop ship. As soon as it works, white label. As soon as it works, build their own supply chain.
Mm-hmm. So you had
at
this
scale, you have to do it.
Right. So you had this huge come up with drop shipping, and then you funneled that money into crypto.
All of it.
You wrote it, sold. Are you going to be buying back in?
It's a great question. I was talking with Luca Nets, before this podcast, and we were talking about crypto. The Bitcoin ETF will 99.9% approval rates. It's happening. It's going to get approved. What happens after it, I have no idea. How I'm going to get in the market, I think I want to get in building products this time around. I kind of invested in things, but I think there's a possibility to just build cool products inside crypto. So I think my approach is going to be different. I'm going to probably pull away from being like a market investor, a trader, to probably getting more hands-on in the game.
Are you familiar with, what are they called? The ISO 2022?
Yes.
222.
Yeah, somebody was telling us.
XRP and stuff.
Yeah, you got to get into that because the government is adopting those. Do you agree with that?
I mean, no.
No.
What are you buying? Give us the sauce, bro, please.
Let them cook.
I would say a really good ecosystem right now is TON. T-O-N. It's the Telegram Open Network. So the founder of Telegram, if you follow the history of Telegram, he launched an ICO and the SEC sued him. It was over $1 billion crazy ICO, and he had to refund everybody. But then they kind of launched it in a decentralized way, and they're building a ton of crazy. So it's the currency of the Telegram ecosystem. So if you're going to bet on something that already exists, that has tons of users, that is actually well-developed, I've been looking a lot at the TON ecosystem. It's a $2 billion market cap. It's not a small coin, but it has something that's actually backing it that has a decade plus of history, trackable winning teams. I think that that's probably a good place to look, bro.
So you don't think the government is going to switch over to these ISO 2022 tokens?
I'm not saying they're not, but I've been buying XRP since 2016. Like, the amount of opportunities that have come and gone, if had my money been elsewhere and not, when is the government going to approve this thing that I don't even know what it is?
Right.
XRP, $500. Bro, like, come on, dude. Like, who are the people telling you these things? Now, I have theses about Ripple. It's not whether it's going to go or not go. Mm-hmm. It's a simple fact of, is there more opportunity elsewhere? Is there better opportunity elsewhere? And am I willing to lose this boat if it ever happens to capture another one? And yeah, XRP is just, it's too much capital already in it, bro. There's other opportunities out there for sure.
Are you doing any boring investments? Like, does Luke Belmar have a 401k?
No.
Do you have health insurance?
It's a great question. Yes, I have health insurance. I mean, I have all the normal, but my investment strategy is very simple. Be super liquid. Have minimal assets that require maintenance. So I don't like to have things that require my mental framework and my mental real estate to be occupied by, I need to pay this mortgage, or my McLaren, the battery of my McLaren's dead, or I have to go pick up this car. I don't like these things. They can be, if people want to fill up their life with those troubles, that's fine. I don't like that asset class. That asset class can appreciate, I don't like it. I like three asset classes. One, on the hard assets, I like gold and silver. Why? Because I can exchange these things anywhere in the world for a fair price, right? We all can agree that I can move $1,000 of gold anywhere and sell it for $1,000. Same thing can go with Bitcoin, but I can do it in a digital way. Yes, the price fluctuates. Yes, there's a little bit more uncertainty, but I can take $100,000 and move it from here to Lithuania with a hard drive and nobody would ask me a question. If I was to take $100,000 worth of gold bars mm-hmm. from here to Lithuania, bro, they would be all over me. So you have those digital assets. That's a good investment. Remember, we're talking liquid. You have your physical assets mm-hmm. and then you have cash. Cash, you need to be banking on winning economies and on the strongest economies. People say the US, okay, but what's better? Tell me what currency's up next that isn't another piece of. But ours is backed by what? The military, dude. Play with our currency, boom. What happened last time you played with the currency? Look what happened with Gaddafi, who tried to establish the Pan-African currency that was backed by gold. Boom. Civil eruption. Mm-hmm. Death. Look at Kennedy. Kennedy tried to establish the silver-backed dollars. 6 months later, boom. Back. Abraham Lincoln, he wanted to establish the greenback dollars, which was his way of being able to pay the army. 6 months later, pa. It's crazy, bro. So the winning currency, you have to have some of the winning currency. In this case, it's the dollar. You with the winning currency, bro, the people that own the currency are going to come after you. They're coming. They came after Bitcoin. That's why they own Bitcoin. That's why they own Binance Exchange now. Mm-hmm. They own it all. Because remember, you buy Bitcoin with dollars.
Right.
You have unlimited dollars. Now you have to bet and put some money on these empires. Mm-hmm. So US dollar, Swiss franc, banking capital of the world, and Singaporean dollar. I think it's pretty good when it comes to its price fluctuation versus the dollar, which I think is about 8%. So on your mm-hmm. cash, banking on those empires, on the digital side, have digital assets that you can move that are liquid. And physical gold, physical silver, things
like
that.
How do you actually go about, like, technically about getting the Swiss franc? Do you just go on a Forex exchange? Like, how do you hold the franc?
Yeah, I mean, you can literally get cash, or you can find foreign exchanges that will actually let you remit different payments. There's also different banking accounts, but it's not for, like, small mm-hmm. Individuals, where you can have different currencies. So you can get, I think there's companies like Airwallex, I'm not sure. Air Wallets, I think it has like a multi-currency bank account. So you can have like Hong Kong dollars, Singaporean dollars, Australian dollars, US dollars. You can kind of have multiple bank accounts. So I think you can store your wealth in that way or just getting cash. In my case, you can have Swiss bank accounts, things like that. Mm. But that's for later on.
What about the gold?
You have to find a place that you can actually hold gold. Go online. You can buy gold online, mm-hmm. buy silver online, or you can actually hold it in places that store it for you.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I feel like push comes to shove. And like we get to a position where you have to actually take that gold. Like, what are you going to do? Fly to these different locations and collect them?
And that's the kind of the thing. It's you need, if you're going to have assets, mm-hmm. you need to choose which assets you're going to have and where you're going to put them. If you say, okay, you're going to own a house. Well, that's even worse under that same premise because you can't even move that. What about a boat? What about another piece of real estate or something that it's not nimble. So you kind of have to play the cards because there is a risk factor in everything. Yeah, Bitcoin, you can move it everywhere, but that could dump 40%.
That's true. But so absolutely no real estate.
I don't like real estate, bro. And I've tried to like it.
Right.
And I know it's good. But I personally would much rather rent a beautiful house that I don't have to deal with all the issues than to even have to bother with the issues. I already have enough issues with paying the electrical bill in places that I rent. It's like already I don't like dealing with that.
Honestly, I don't blame you. Like lately, I've been thinking about how great it would be to just live in an apartment. Cause like I'd spend so much time just doing the little things. Like, oh, I got to take out the trash. I got to make sure these bushes are trimmed. And I know you can hire that out, but
the thing you're is, still even if you hire that out, now you have somebody in your house and now that's invasive. So now you're playing that side of the lane, which is like, dude, now my house is a hotel. Yeah. So that's, I played both lanes, bro. I got the big house and I had to downgrade from that. I'm like, okay, I got a $4 million house. Dude, I had people in my house every day. Yeah. I had cleaners. I had the plumber. I live in Puerto Rico. So now you have all the electricity issues and all the humidity issues. Within a year, I was out of that. Bro. Dude, I was like, I can't live this way.
I genuinely sat down with my wife and like we talked about it. I might have to. Like, I don't know
it's
about
just
like, this.
It's just finding, once again, bro, it's falling for what people have told you is the best way to live. Test it out. If it works for you, perfect. Keep it. If it's not, okay, I tested it. I don't like it. Next. Yeah, same thing with your house, same thing with assets, whatever, bro. Play your game.
But I do like how you can touch a house, like as an investment.
For sure, bro. I mean, yeah, because it's like these real.
Little floating little coins, the papers, it's, you know.
Yes, but what is holding the value of this? why is this worth $500,000 and not worth $300,000?
At the end of the day, even if it's not, like, you could still stay here. You could chill at the crib.
But I can also exchange my Bitcoin and buy a house.
Well, if everything just completely shuts down.
If everything shuts down, then I think the least of our problems will be finding a place to live. It's interesting. I was talking with the governor of the Central Bank of Albania, and he said, people have never really faced crisis. He's like, people don't understand what full lockdown, grid shutdown is. And he was talking about in the 90s when Albania was about to hit default, 90s or early 2000s. He said, the civil unrest that took place when people were not able to tap into their money, he said, was insane. They had to fly airplane loads of cash to the Central Bank of Albania, show it through the windows to convince people that they had the money to hold the deposit so people wouldn't bankrupt the central bank. It's crazy. So under that premise, that the only thing propping this up is the fact that there's financial stability. If there anything ever goes down, there's civil unrest, financial arrest, everything goes to hell, bro. Like, I probably won't even be here.
Where would you be?
I don't know. Somewhere where actually currency's moving around clearly and flowing. Like, you look at China now, dude. You look at central bank digital currencies. You look at the centralization of information. You look at lockdowns. You look at the vaccination status and the correlation of that with your money and your WeChat. It gets really, really, really bad, really, really fast when you start playing with people.
So you don't think you need like a cabin in the woods stocked up with supplies and guns and stuff?
I mean, yeah, why not? Like, why not, dude? Yeah, go have a couple ranches in Patagonia.
That's Argentina?
Yeah, it would be nice. Have you been?
I haven't, but I'd love to visit. I've been here in
Greece. Do you snowboard or ski? Do you do any of those?
Snowboard.
Okay, good. We should do a trip.
Argentina?
Antarctica.
Nah.
Why not?
That's crazy. They're skiing out there?
Are you able to go there?
Yeah.
I thought it was like off grid for the feds, you know?
No, circle around the
ice
pizza.
Wall. The ice wall, bro. Yeah. Yeah, we'll just go snowboard on the ice wall.
On the ice wall?
Why not?
They allow you?
Bro, I mean, unless the drone shoot us down.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I heard.
Now, I have heard some crazy theories from you, though. You don't believe the moon landing?
Oh, I tweeted about the other day. No, the moon, it's fake. Now, I'm not saying the moon isn't real or that people haven't been to the moon. Mm-hmm. That first moon landing is... So, from technological advancement, we land in the 60s. The evidence looks weirdest. We have all these videos of... Have you seen all the videos from NASA people, like with wires and strings? Have you seen those?
They're a little sus, but...
They're just a little sus. Like, when you do things authentically, there shouldn't be anything sus. It's just... But when there is something sus and it's run by the government and it's tens of billions of dollars every year, you're like, where is this money going? Maybe I want to know. You're also competing against the Russians during the Cold War. There's a big push towards kind of calming down the public. And they kind of, I don't know. I don't buy it, bro. 60 years later, what's the best thing we have? We lost the tech. They can't find it. They can't recreate it. And it's too expensive to put people on the moon. It costs them... $20 billion, $250 billion in today's currency. If you adjust it for inflation, they printed $100 billion and tossed it to Ukraine. If they wanted to put people on the moon, they could. They can't. I mean, or maybe they can. Who knows, bro? I don't know, bro. Who knows? But Elon's gonna do it.
Mars?
Yeah, bro, for sure.
I don't know.
For sure, bro.
You're signed up, huh?
Yeah, bro. I'm getting the Neuralink implant. I'm the first in line, bro. I'm getting the Neuralink implant, and I'm connecting my social security number to my Twitter account.
Yeah, so that's a good plan.
So I can feed the AI.
That's
my plan, bro. That's my plan. And I'm gonna eat seed oils, and tap water, and I'm gonna make sure that my girl is on birth control.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Are you?
That's the plan, bro.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Speaking of wealth and health. What are you doing? What should everybody be doing besides, you know?
I tell people, it was funny. I was talking with a couple people in my community the other day, and I said, people don't even do the lazy things right. And they're like, what do you mean? It's like, people don't even go to sleep on time. Like, that's the lazy that you could do for your health, and you don't even go to bed on time. Like, okay, perfect. We can talk about your abs. We can talk about your food. But unless you get the basics things, the lazy, like brushing your teeth, like showering, these things are health and nutrition. I am pointing fingers, bro. But bro. Sleep is very important. So you have your circadian rhythm. You have your REM sleep. Sleep is really important for recovery. Sleep is really important for mental health. But people don't sleep well. So I think people, we begin from the basics, they need to learn how to sleep well. How do you sleep well? A couple of things. First, you need to cut out processed sugars, complex carbs, and heavy foods at night. Your body does not do very well when you eat heavy at night. Your body is supposed to be recovering, resting, repairing itself, regenerating. Ideally, you should also be fasting. Your body should enter periodically stages of autophagy. Autophagy is when your body begins to eat the bad cells up. This happens about 3 days into a fast. Fasting is incredible. So the simple things, people are like, what do I need to do? No, no, what do you not need to do first? Let's get rid of all the toxicity before we bring in anything good. So before we start, you know, assembling the dinner table, let's clear out all the that's already on there that's not good, that's not serving you, and let's fix that. Sleep, don't eat processed sugars, don't eat complex carbs, stay away from fruit juice, stay away from candy, stay away from fast food in perpetuity. Stay away from tap water. And if you're a woman, consult with your doctor to potentially get off of birth control pills, which are a psyop that has been perpetrated on women in the last, I don't know, couple decades. Before that, women were never on birth control. But for some reason, now we have hundreds of millions of them. And the reason and the logic is because men can't keep their pants. Not a good enough explanation.
Is that hormonal? Like the birth control?
I mean, you know, it's interesting because I've talked to a lot of women about when they were recommended to get on birth control, and it's usually in their early teens. And it has to do when their hormones are all out of whack and it's supposed to calibrate them. But what you're doing is you're bioregulating the body outside of what it's supposed to be doing in its natural process. So once a woman gets out of her birth control kind of cycle, her hormones go through the roof and all over the place because they've been with for an extremely long time. It's something that people should really look into.
I mean, you do.
You know what's the craziest part about that?
What?
You know when Alex Jones said that the tap water is turning the frogs gay? Okay. Can I tell you something about that?
Please.
Okay. What if the treatment plants, women take the estrogen pill, right? That's what the birth control is, basically superpowered estrogen. And remember, when you take a pill orally, most of it gets urinated. The estrogen, heavy urinated estrogen, gets peed into the what? The water stream. That water stream, water, is known as what? A recyclable commodity. So water just gets recycled. What? Through what? A treatment plant. You're drinking water full of piss and estrogen if you drink tap water. Just
I
so
drink
you know.
Spring water.
Good. Not you, but I'm saying in general. So the treatment plant, the water goes to the treatment plant. It doesn't treat for estrogen. Look it up. And that water comes back to the tap. So now you have men, believe it or not, like it or not, drinking estrogen water. Now, does this provoke to the feminization of men? Yes or no? Who knows? But all we do know is that it's turning frogs from male to female. And it's happened. Now, is that a conspiracy? Is that a crazy out of the blue perspective to have? All I will say is that when the New York mayor goes on video, opens a tap water, drinks it, says, New York tap water is the best. And I know he's a politician. I don't trust him. And under that same premise, I'm like, anything the government gives me that's free is probably not good.
I mean, that's hard to argue against because what you're saying makes sense. You do take the pill, you do piss it out, and we recycle the water to drink. So it like you can't really argue with
that. And the treatment plant doesn't treat for estrogen.
But they can?
But they don't.
They can, though?
That's I don't know. I haven't gone to that complexity, but they don't treat pressure.
They got to get a reverse osmosis machine, huh?
They just don't drink tap water. There's places in the world where you can potentially get away with tap water, but why would you drink water? You don't know what's in the pipes. You don't know the quality of the water. Bro, look at all the movies. Look at The Dark Knight, dude. They're out here trying to kill the city up through the water supply, the public water supply.
Yeah, it's that's crazy, the way to do it. But do you ever just have like a fun little drink or a fun little snack?
Yeah, bro. I'll have a little bit of cannabis. Do you smoke weed?
I don't.
Have you ever smoked weed?
No.
You hesitated there. Are your parents watching?
They might be. Well, the closest I got was I used to work at a job, and I was driving the guys to a job site.
So you got hotboxed?
I got hotboxed, and I didn't even realize it, but they were ripping like a pen in the back, and I almost ended up crashing. Like, I'm trying to slow down the car.
So you got hotboxed, okay. That's probably every now and then my guilty pleasure.
Cannabis?
Yeah, a little cannabis, a little Bob Marley.
So no fun snack, just the cannabis?
No, bro.
You don't eat a bag of chips ever?
Never, bro.
You're lying.
Never, bro.
A little talkies?
It's so gross, bro. It's disgusting. Why would you... Would you cheat on your wife once?
No.
Why?
That's cheating.
Because it's disgusting. Why would you cheat on yourself?
I want to say having a little bag of chips every once in a while.
Yeah, and having a little side isn't that bad either.
Yeah, it is. You're breaking the covenant of marriage.
You're breaking the covenant with yourself. The thing is,
I don't have a covenant that
and that's the difference, brother. I've committed myself to the purity of my vessel, something that you are supposed to commit to if you're a Christian.
When
you're
did
not
you do
supposed
that?
To contaminate yourself with the food of the king.
Temple.
Was that like a
and
conscious?
Remember what the Bible says: if you do not, take care of the temple, God will destroy it. It's in the Bible, and if you believe the Bible, well, then you better start taking care of your vessel.
When did you lock in like this?
After I had my first psychedelic experience. Guys, mushrooms are crazy.
Would you recommend them to me?
Yes.
To TJ?
Me?
Yes, bro.
He's 18. That's crazy.
Is he of age? Can you?
That's reckless.
Why?
Isn't that like dangerous?
That's mind altering.
Recommending that to like millions of people online, especially like
brother, I got a clip that went viral that had a million likes that said everybody should do mushrooms. Uh-huh. Everybody should do mushrooms.
Why?
I have been to the Amazon forest where there's 5-year-old kids taking ayahuasca, and they're local Indian kids. Like, they're local Indians, they're local tribesmen, chilling. Now, would I recommend it for the entire world? No. Recommend it to you guys.
You just said everybody should.
I'll make videos where that'll go viral.
Okay.
But where I'm saying take mushrooms. I'm not telling to a million people, bro. When I did a podcast recently, I was talking to this girl. I said, take mushrooms. That clip went viral. I was talking to her. This clip will go viral. Guys, take some mushrooms. It'll be good for your mental reset.
Aren't you kind of worried about the impact you're having? Because some people might see that video.
It's great impact.
why do you think they're so good?
Try them.
I'm scared, bro.
That's why. You know why you fear something? What is fear?
Just being scared. I don't know.
Unknown. When can you fear something?
When you don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly. The thing is, I know what's going to happen. That's why I can tell you, not as an idiot, for you to learn that I maybe know something that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's spiritual? Do you enter a spiritual realm when you take mushrooms?
Well, what is a spiritual realm? Define just, spiritual realm.
Just another realm. Or do you think it's just chemicals getting released in your brain?
I mean... What do you mean by a different realm? Explain.
Well, here's the thing. We were talking to somebody this week, and they were a big mushroom proponent, and they were saying that a lot of people who take mushrooms, they have a similar experience, and they almost meet in, like, a realm. Like, there's overlapping experiences. Like, they'll meet in, like, this white room, and then on Reddit, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I've been to that. And there's, like, these beings that judge you. So do you enter, like, a new world? Is it a portal?
I mean, I think that there's different dimensions. And I think that psychedelics do tap you into different dimensions, just like this is a dimension. So I guess if you're on the same vibrational frequency as somebody else, you could potentially be in the same metaverse space.
So it's not just chemicals?
No,
it's...
absolutely not. I mean, if you break down everything to just chemical reactions, then nothing is really real. Then your relationship with your girl isn't really real. Love isn't real. It's just chemical reactions that you're just kind of navigating life through as a soup of fluid that's just walking around in a sack of meat, right?
That's a good point.
So I think you have to be okay with the supernatural, not the non-natural, the supernatural experiences, because when you begin to evaluate when people receive epiphanies, like Solomon, like David, like Jacob, like Paul, like John, a lot of these guys go into transcendental states. Do they go into transcendental states with psychedelics or not? I don't know. But they go into transcendental states to have spiritual experiences. Can you have spiritual experiences through non-transcendental psychedelic experiences? Absolutely. But would you say, for example, me going into a state of meditation is a good thing or a bad thing?
What defines state of meditation?
Me going into a deep state where I am hyper-focused on my spirit as opposed to the environment and the things that are happening. You could call it a prayerful state.
I like prayerful states. See?
But you see, the thing is, you've attributed, and that goes back to what I'm saying, yeah, right? It's these words.
Yeah.
It's the dogma. It's the belief system. It's the fact that I know something about meditation that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And you believe that you know something about meditation that has given you the conviction and has limited your ability to do what? To experience life. And you don't have to go out and experience crap, right? That's not what I'm saying. You don't have to go out and sleep with a prostitute. You still have to have moderation, and you still have to have intelligence, and you still have to have wisdom. And not everything is for everybody. But to neglect yourself, experiences of life, simply because you say, I am afraid, solve that fear with knowledge. And if you can't find that knowledge, go to sources and people that you trust and convey with them, talk to them, dialogue with them, and then develop your own thesis. Don't just say, well, I'm not going to do this because I'm afraid, or I'm not going to do this because my mom said so.
Well, what if the answer isn't, I'm afraid? What if it's just, I don't care to?
Then don't do it. Just like I don't care to jump from an airplane.
Right.
I don't care to do that, and I'm not going to do that. Am I losing an experience of life by not doing that? Yes. I'm okay with that. And just the same way with mushrooms. It's the same thing with everything else.
Do you think it's at all dangerous?
Yeah, I mean, everything is dangerous. One, outside of moderation. And two, is understanding that when you enter spiritual states, you need to be spiritually equipped. And most people enter spiritual states that are ulterior spiritual states, and they assume that everything that they experience in that ulterior state, because it's ulterior, is true. And the truth is, most things are false. And that goes for everything in life, even the things that you interact with in spiritual dimensions.
But I feel like with mushrooms, you're almost, because you said you could enter those dimensions for in sure. other ways, through prayer, through meditation. But don't you think that mushrooms are kind of brute forcing it?
Yes.
So you definitely might not be ready for it.
Absolutely.
And that's where you can get messed up. That's where people come out of it, different people.
Yes. And
that
can be negative. Most of them come out better people.
But not all.
Because to not be ready does not mean that it's not good. Most people, you weren't ready for marriage. You're never going to be ready for kids. But when it happens to you, you'll be like, that's pretty good.
I don't know, man. I don't believe that everybody should take Shroom's message. All right, man. What are you doing next? You're going hard on YouTube?
I think I want to start posting more on YouTube.
Okay.
And my goal is to continue building Capital Club.
Why, brother?
I think the reason I want to build Capital Club, and I appreciate you asking me that, is because I think I have a really good opportunity at rewiring the aspiring entrepreneur and the developed entrepreneur into an ecosystem that allows them to be authentic, that allows them to network with individuals that actually care about them, to find knowledge that's not based on profit, but it's based on experience, which is hard to find. And my reputation is unassailable. My reputation speaks for itself. And I've maintained a good reputation by doing good business. And I think that Capital Club is kind of the unifier of all the communities on the internet as kind of that town square for people to come and hang out. And just because I was able to make money before, mm-hmm. kind of gives me the ability to not have to milk the fuck out of my audience like most people would do, because I've made money. So it puts me in a very special situation to really be able to build a very powerful movement towards the development of self, which is my entire mission, becoming the best version of who you are meant to be. The Jews believe that. They believe that, it's very interesting, they have this philosophy that if you do not fulfill your fullest potential, that it's sin. Christians don't believe that. Christians believe that you can just be, and that's okay. Do you want me to tell you scripture to prove that?
Okay, I feel like we're diving too deep. Speak on the Capital Club thing.
Well, you asked me what I'm doing next.
All right, but why?
Do you care about what I'm doing next? Do you care about what I'm doing next?
That's why I want to get to the bottom of it.
So why am I going to keep asking deep on Capital Club?
I want to ask if you just care about that, why not make it free? Like, I sell a course, it's for money.
Because I have to pay for my time. My time is valuable. Money exists for a reason. It's a vehicle in exchange of what?
Value.
Perfect. What do you think I'm going to go do with that money?
Spend it on shrooms.
No. I'm going to continue doing what I've done. Continue building Capital Club.
So you're not going to blow it on a Lambo?
I don't need a Lamborghini.
Into cars at all?
I mean, if you were listening to me.
I was. But you said McLaren. You didn't say Lambo. You said McLaren.
Come on.
You said McLaren. You said McLaren.
You can't do this to me. You already know my ethos. You know what I stand for. I have fancy houses. I have nice things. When you're purpose driven, you're not driven by money. And I will make a ton of money, but it doesn't drive me. And I will get rich in proportion to the value that I provide to the marketplace. That's why Elon Musk doesn't make his cars free.
But what's the point if you're not going to do good things? What's the point of making money if you're not going to enjoy it a little?
I'm going to enjoy it. I just enjoy it in different ways. I enjoy it in travel. I enjoy it by giving my team bonuses. I enjoy it by scaling my team. I enjoy it by doing events. 2024, we're doing dozens of events all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
That costs money. I have to fly 20 people. It's not cheap. Who's going to pay for that? The club pays for that. How does the club pay for it? With memberships. Just like the Ritz-Carlton has a member. I'm a member of the Ritz-Carlton Reserve. You know how much my membership was? It wasn't free. It was $100,000. And then $1,000 a month maintenance fee.
Have you benefited?
Of course. The people that actually pay $100,000 with me are the people that I want to hang out with. So I go to the jacuzzi and I'm hanging out with billionaires. You don't believe it? Okay, that you don't believe it, that's fine. That's because you haven't paid $100,000 for a membership. So when you do, you'll realize that there's value in the network. So you pay to play because that's the name of the game. And if you're a cheap, well, that's exactly what you're going to get in life, scarcity. I pay to play just like you would do in any RPG game. Just like you would do in any MMO, you literally use your coins to level up your character and to unlock different levels. I do it. You do it. Name of the game.
I don't play video games.
You are living in a video game. And that's the ultimate choice. You're either going to be a bot, an NPC that runs off the scripts, brother. And that's your choice. Or you're going to choose your scripts, become a glitch, and forge your own path. There's two choices. Glitch, a person, and Jesus was the original glitch.
I don't know, man. You're calling glitches your fan base, and now you're gonna. No. That's almost heresy.
No.
It's a little disrespectful.
Is it disrespectful?
To call them a glitch?
What is a glitch?
Your fan base.
No. What is a glitch? You asked me what a glitch was.
A glitch is someone who defies the matrix.
Perfect. So what you're telling me is that I've identified a definition to a word.
Would you say, your own words?
Yeah, why not? Words are just made up constructs of thoughts and ideas, are they not?
That's cult leader behavior.
No, it's not.
It is. You got to define the words.
The word glitch is the word. Look up the definition of a glitch. It's a dictionary definition. It all comes down to very simple principles. The principles of software and hardware. You have a glitch in the software. It breaks the software. You run off the normal scripts. You're a bot. You're coded. It's very simple. It's not cultish behavior. It's very straightforward language. You just haven't been able to identify yourself as a glitch yet, but you are, hopefully.